Date nights are not the same these days, and a full summer with no blockbuster movies or theaters to cool off in was a big change for Hawaii. Movie theaters here are allowed to be open now, but COVID restrictions across the industry are having an impact. Movie theaters and festivals, too, are having to pivot as the big studios contemplate what to do with their blockbusters. Hawaii's major theater chain has been in a tough position since closing its doors due to the pandemic in March. Consolidated Theaters could sanitize and prepare for all the COVID restrictions, but that's not the only problem now, according to marketing manager Kyler Kokubun.
Obviously, with no product this year, it's just been hard. Yeah, it's been a hard year for us.
When theaters closed across the nation, important studio releases were pushed back. Experiments in the streaming format showed nothing like the returns expected from a national theatrical release.
Studios have opted to just hold off and push back their releases rather than going that video on demand only route.
That's good news long term. Meanwhile, theaters have been doing unconventional programming to entice audiences. Consolidated is screening an eye-opening collection of Pacific Islander films now. Kokubun says Consolidated has maintained about half of their staff. Four theaters on Oahu and one on Maui are open. They serve about 3,000 moviegoers a day altogether. Kokubun says they've done that many an hour in the past. 2020 is the 40th anniversary year for the Hawaii International Film Festival, or HIFF.
Ending 2019, we had such a good year. I was so excited to be able to set the stage for the future of HIFF in a new, exciting way.
HIFF Executive Director Becky Stocchetti.
And now to find myself in a place where we're just trying to get by again is heartbreaking.
Stocchetti says HIFF struggled as funders reacted to the pandemic.
Because of the huge loss of revenue when tourism fell out, they didn't have it, you know, and these are all contracts that have already been signed. We lost a lot of money because Hawaii Tourism Authority pulled all of their funding for all the arts and nonprofits that they were working with. And we weren't able to do our spring showcase, so we lost all of our earned revenue.
Disruption in the tourist sector hits HIFF's Fall Festival hard because they normally bring in 100 filmmakers, celebrities, industry executives, and press from around the world.
We always knew how important the in-person events are, right? That's where you have your award shows. That's where you are able to meet people and have that one-on-one connection as far as growing networks, launching careers, that type of thing. That's a huge loss. And it's a huge loss to every festival that's had to pivot so much this year, including HIFF.
HIFF is showing 200 films in its fall festival this year. Many are online. They're doing drive-in movies, too, and select films are being screened at Consolidated Theaters, another COVID partnership. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.